Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth, date of service, 5/31/2023. Date of birth, January 16, 1978. Date of accident is 5/13/2022. The patient presents herself for follow-up evaluation on 5/31/2023. Ongoing pain in the left shoulder is reported, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. With ability to lift and abduct the shoulder without pain up to 90 degrees, beyond which severe pain in the shoulder rotator cuff region. The lower back pain is getting better. It is reported to be 5 without any radiculopathy or radiation. The patient has no significant effect on the ADLs, and at this time pain reported is reportedly between 7 and 8. And her ADLs are affected as follows. She reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people are affected 7, while sleep and ability to enjoy the life is affected 8. She does report 50% improvement in the pain symptom. For the system review, please review the chart, and also for additional history and substance abuse, and also for the compliance history. And diagnosis remains the same. The physical examination revealed the blood pressure of 108 over 73, pulse of 74, pulse ox was 100. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 5/4/2023, dictation number 5404-107. The plan is to, we discussed the MRI once again for the left shoulder with the partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon, occupying less than 50% of the tendon, and a glenoid labrum tear grade 1, AC joint degenerative arthritis. Patient was provided with all the options of treatment. Her MRI for the lumbar spine was completely normal. She was informed that she may have a soft tissue trauma, nothing more than that. She's being treated at MIND, the neurological group, for her brain trauma, for her seizure activity that was present before the event of accident. Regarding her shoulder, she doesn't want any injection treatment that were advised to her. She also refused to go to a orthopedic surgeon. At this time, this is all we could do. She wants to continue her physical therapy, which is ordered 2 times a week, focusing on the left shoulder and lower back. And massage is ordered, even a chiropractic treatment as well as acupuncture has been added. She will continue to remain disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation help. Patient was provided with a cord cane also, and she'll continue having all this treatment. She's also referred to a counseling at Mind Group. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.